Welcome to the Monday edition of Chewing Clock. My name is Demetri Ravanis.
I'm Tyler McComas.
And we have a, I guess, an NCAA tournament topic, maybe the opposite of an NCAA tournament topic to get into coming up in just a moment. First, though, we got to tell you that TixBlitz.com is the place to go when you need tickets, the official secondary ticket market of the Armchair Media Network. Whether you want to go to the Sweet 16, maybe a big concert in town, you'll always find tickets at TixBlitz.com, and the price you see is always the price you pay, plus 5% discount off your entire ticket purchase when you enter the code armchair at checkout at TixBlitz.com. Just be sure and enter armchair at checkout. These schools, Tyler McComas, all have openings for their basketball coaching job. Alabama, Texas A&M, reportedly as soon as they are eliminated from the NIT, Nebraska will have an opening as well. Washington State and Vanderbilt. Those are all schools that maybe you wouldn't necessarily call all of them football schools, but they are all schools right now where football is clearly what is driving the bus. And it makes me wonder how much of a, maybe not a say, football coaches will get in the hiring of the basketball coach, but maybe how much consideration athletic directors will give to what can this candidate do to promote football, thus promoting the overall growth of the athletic department.
Every college football program in the country has a junior day. And those junior days, just about every single time, if not every single time, coincides with the college basketball season. Mm-hmm. So whereas you may have your junior day on a Saturday, you've got all these kids in and you're touring them around your facilities and the campus. And then at least here at Oklahoma, they take them to a basketball game as well.
Right.
So it is a basketball game going to determine where a kid's going to school or not? No, but if that's the only official visit or that's his only trip to campus that he can ever take, maybe his lasting thought of the school is how rowdy and how packed and how exciting the crowd would be at a basketball game, because that's the only environment that he may know of from that particular school.
Right. And look, schools have used, depending on if they're a football or basketball school, schools have used the other sport to promote the biggest sport at the school. I mean, part of the reason Mark Gottfried got fired at Alabama is because at the time, Nick Saban reportedly told the athletic director, Mal Moore, has been quoted a lot down in Alabama, "I can't bring recruits to see this bleep." When David Cutcliffe got hired at Duke, Coach K didn't say, go out and get David Cutcliffe, but he was very adamant about get a coach that has succeeded in a power conference, I guess at that time, Power Six job, to bring in as our next football coach. Let's not think about this as a throwaway thing anymore. This is what I bring my recruits to see. So that crossover has existed for a long time. I wonder, and look, your point about junior day is very, very valid. I do wonder, though, if because now the bulk of signing has been moved up to that first signing day, if maybe a basketball or a good showing from your basketball team is the kind of closer for a recruit that it used to be, because that used to be like right in the middle of conference season was National Signing Day. Of course you wanted to bring recruits to see that kind of atmosphere on your campus.
Yeah, and I think too that any time that you're on ESPN or you're being talked about, I mean, that's getting your brand promoted. Now, mm-hmm. It may not necessarily promote your football brand, but I don't ever think that clearly it's a bad thing if Tennessee's going deep in the NCAA tournament and there's the, you know, there's the T, there's their logo in front of everybody.
Right.
Maybe not everybody thinks about Jeremy Pruitt in year two and what kind of year that they could have, but it helps promote the Tennessee brand and all these other brands as well that are in the NCAA tournament or respectable college basketball programs as well. And I think that can do nothing but help.
Right. I mean, look, let's use Texas, who didn't make the NCAA tournament, but let's just use them as an example. You don't think it is beneficial to kids to see Austin in prime time and have them think, man, that's a pretty cool town. I wouldn't mind being in that town.
Yeah.
I mean, look, that is a second or even maybe third tier consideration for recruits of any sport. But you can't tell me that showing a town come alive at night is not helpful. What I wonder more than the how can one help the other is that attitude that I think you really have to fall on one side of the fence or the other as an athletic director. Sometimes you have to either fall on the side of the fence of every sport is important. We are going to work to make every sport as good as it can be at this school. Or you fall on the side of football is our moneymaker. We're going to put everything we have into football, and whatever happens with our other programs happens. I think you have seen schools do that for so long, right? I think Alabama did that for a long time. I think Nebraska did that for a long time. But occasionally you find an athletic director. I believe the guy's name was Jeremy White at Florida, that hired not only hired Urban Meyer, but also hired Billy Donovan. You had the guy at Michigan whose name escapes me that had to replace Lloyd Carr. Granted, that was a mess for a long time, but also went out and hired Beilein. And you can't tell me that Michigan is more of a basketball school than it is a football school. There seem to be athletic directors out there that find the balance. And you've seen at Oklahoma, Tyler, that it is possible to change that thinking. You don't have to be in the same camp your entire existence.
Yeah, I think that it's easier to have that thinking when you're a historically good football program and you're secure in terms of what your future is in the sport. And what I mean by that is the University of Kansas has and will always be known as a basketball school. Right. I don't think that that's ever going to change. They've had minimal football success, but it's a basketball school, and for the longest time, that's where they put all their attention. Recently, as we know, Kansas has been the laughingstock of the entire sport, but you know, they had a big meeting about, you know, what the future of conference realignment is and where they stand. And there was one particular guy, and I think I've told you this before, stood up and said, "Look, we got great basketball tradition. We're going to continue to, but we may get left kind of in the whole shakeup if we don't address our football program." And it really caused an uproar, a little bit of a buzz. KU's putting over $200 million in their athletic or their football facilities coming up. Like, the basketball schools forever that may have uncertain futures in terms of conference realignment, I feel like those are the AD saying, okay, we've got other good programs, but we really need to address this football issue because we don't want to be playing in the Mountain West in 8 years. We want to be in the Big Ten or the SEC or somewhere else.
Yeah, and look, if you are a basketball school, you can still have just as much success coming out of a non-Power 5 conference. I mean, look at Gonzaga. Granted, they haven't won a national championship, but wouldn't you call them one of the powers of the sport right now?
Yeah,
they don't
yeah,
have any no reason doubt. They yeah. need to be in a power conference. So, I mean, that's a very valid point. You listen to some of the names that are being thrown around for these jobs. Buzz Williams is the hot name at Texas A&M because he was an assistant there for so long. The report is that Fred Hoiberg already has a deal done with Nebraska. Alabama, to me, it's not any coincidence that their job, they agree to the buyout with Avery Johnson right after Steve Prohm of Iowa State is available to start negotiating, and also before anything becomes official with Fred Hoiberg and Nebraska. I don't think these things are coincidences, but what you see in all three of those instances is a school saying, why not us in basketball? Why can't we have in basketball what we have in football? I think a big part of what makes that possible, and you'll note it's two SEC schools and a Big Ten school, these conference networks and the revenue sharing that have come from these conference networks, I think means coaches of individual programs within an athletic department don't have to be so territorial about the money anymore.
Yeah, I mean, it used to be you had to, you know, put the money where it matters most now, right?
Right.
So I think that's a fair point to where
right,
before.
But to that point, like, you don't have to put all the money where it matters most, but we are talking about men's college basketball and not women's swimming, right? Like, there is still a reasonable allocation. And if you've got the money, you need to spend it on what can bring it back.
Yeah, because like any sport, the football programs who are winning the most right now are the programs that are putting the most money into it, right? I mean, you get the result you get is all about what you put into it. And yeah, the more money that these programs are going to put in their basketball program, the better result that they're going to get. But if it's, you know, and I'm trying to think of a particular program to where, you know, like, let's say like Texas A&M, where they've always put a lot into their football program, but they never really put that much in their basketball program. So that's not much of a mystery as to why they haven't been a successful hoops program.
I mean, look, and sometimes you just strike pure gold, right? Leonard Hamilton has been as good, if not better, than anything Florida State ever could have hoped to have had in terms of basketball, let's say certainly since Charlie Ward left, if not ever. I mean, he has brought a level of consistent winning to that program that you don't usually associate with Florida State. So sometimes you can be all in on one and just by dumb luck fall on good times with the other. But let's look at the other football-first program in the ACC. Clemson has been stuck in this limbo with Brad Brownell for so long where he's not a good coach, but he's never been so bad that you can justify firing him this year. And I think Clemson, in give it 2 or 3 years, they're going to be in the position that so many SEC schools kind of realized they were in 4 or 5 years ago of, how did we let basketball with our brand, and in the SEC's case, I'm talking about the entire conference, become such a joke?
Yeah, I mean, God, are they not in a tough situation right now? In terms of football powers that are out there, what do you say Clemson's in the toughest spot out of anybody to resurrect their program just because of the league that they're in?
You're talking basketball? Yeah, absolutely. I think I would also put Georgia in that boat because the level of coaching in the SEC is not what it was. You know, the SEC as a conference sort of addressed their problem in a big way. And I don't know that Tom Crean is the guy to dig you out of that hole. But look, it's just a case in point. There are still programs out there that say football is what drives the bus. That's where all the money is going to go. And whatever else happens, happens.
Yeah, but I see your point. And Clemson's going to continue this run, I think, is if they look back in 5 years and say, you know what? Clearly we've capitalized football-wise, but if we care about basketball, we should have used this football success and this platform we're on to help out that other sport as well. Because I see that, because if Clemson's all, again, it goes back to always being on ESPN or always being on the news channels. I mean, your brand just gets promoted after promoted after promoted, and basketball recruiting weekends, if you take them to Death Valley, I mean, they should get the impression like, okay, this is a big time place to be able to play. But like we're talking about with Duke and Carolina and Virginia and Syracuse, of course, it's really going to be tough for Clemson to break through, but they do have an incredible opportunity right now. They've got to put more into their basketball program to get something out of it. Virginia, I mean, what was it like 6-7 years ago? Virginia put more focus into their program. Look what they're getting out of it now.
Right. They are getting boring, incredibly successful basketball.
Yes.
As long as they don't run into a 16 seed that is too hard for them. But yeah, I mean, look, the ACC is the only place where it feels kind of impossible to do this with your very football-centric school. And even though I say that, I'll go back to the example I gave earlier. Leonard Hamilton has had a lot of success at Florida State, so it's not completely unfathomable, right?
Yeah, and before Leonard Hamilton, how much basketball success had Florida State had? I mean,
we know, none at all. Charlie Ward, and we know Charlie Ward not because of anything he did on a basketball court. We know it because he won the Heisman and then went to play for the Knicks.
Yeah, it was Saturday when Florida State advanced to the Sweet 16. You see the stat of how many Sweet 16s they've been under Leonard Hamilton. You're just like, wow, really?
Right.
I mean, quietly, that's been a really, really good ACC program.
Yeah, absolutely it has. Well, look, that's where we're going to put a pin in it for today. It's going to be really interesting to watch, especially the Alabama opening going forward. Granted, if you listen to this show, you know I'm a fan. It's where I went to school. But if any school is going to pull the trigger on Rick Pitino, I think it could be Alabama. I really do.
Pitino and Bruce Pearl in the same state? Are you kidding me?
Oh, so many boat trips in that state. So many boat trips and nights at Italian restaurants. All right, be sure and go to, where am I sending people? MyBookie.ag. It is the place to do your gambling this college basketball postseason. Still plenty of brackets to get in on at MyBookie. Whether you want to bet individual games or pick a national champion, you can do it all right now. MyBookie.ag. Enter the promo code CLOCK25. Clock the numbers 25 at checkout to get that 50% deposit bonus. He's Tyler. I'm Dimitri. We will talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Chewing Clock.